Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Later in the program, we'll be talking about the reopening of Illinois Caverns, a state natural area and tourist draw after a decade of being closed. But for the first part of our show today, we're looking at the rise of gun violence in Chicago. This past weekend is said to be the city's most violent this year, with 104 people shot, 19 killed, and among the wounded, 13 children. At this pace, gun violence would be the worst it's been since 2016. Earlier, we spoke with reporter Lakedra Chavis, who's reporting a new series about survivors of gun violence. And now we're joined by someone who has a perspective on how violence and policing are interrelated. Takenya Nixon is an assistant public defender for Cook County and writer of a recent guest essay in Teen Vogue. It's titled, Rising Crime in Cities Like Chicago Should Not Lead to More Policing. Takenya, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me.
And listeners, our lines are open for the duration of our conversation. We invite your questions or comments for our guest. Do you think rising crime should mean more policing, less policing? Do you feel more or less safe in your community with police, greater numbers of police, or fewer police? Join the conversation. The number is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. So, Takenya, your essay begins with describing the perpetual fear and anguish in your neighborhood. You write that shootings are so common, your dog knows the difference between a gunshot and fireworks. I want to come back in a little bit to the sort of the crux of the argument you make in your piece, but can you tell us just a little bit about your own personal experience in your everyday life and how you came to want to be a public defender?
Oh, absolutely. The shootings that happen in my neighborhood, I hear gunshots every day. They are in the distant, so it makes me feel, you know, a little safe that they're not close by. But a few years ago, there was a young man that was shot on the block where I live. He was killed. But it's something that regularly happens in every neighborhood in the city of Chicago, whether it's the north, south, east, or west, but it is highlighted more often when it happens in the Black and Latinx neighborhoods, especially on the west and the south side. I do live on the southeast side of Chicago, and it is disheartening when there is all of the gun violence that happens every single day in the city, but it is not any different than any other city in America. And as I always say, gun violence is not a Chicago problem. It's an American problem with the fascinations with guns. And how I became or wanted to become a public defender. So I've always considered myself to be a bit of an underdog where people have always counted me out. So I've always wanted to help people who have, you know, felt like they have been left behind by society for one reason or another. When I was in law school, I thought I wanted to do corporate law and handle major contracts. And then I had an internship with the Lucas County Public Defender's Office in Toledo, Ohio. And I knew instantly that this was my calling. So it was a wonderful experience, which is the same experience I get working here in Cook County.
I just want to acknowledge what you said a moment ago. I've been thinking about it ever since you said it. The idea that you hear shots where you live, but because they're more distance, it makes you feel safer. I mean, as you said, gun violence is not a Chicago problem. Certainly it afflicts Rockford and Peoria and Springfield and Champaign and other cities where our program airs. But I mean, it's striking to me that hearing shots in the distance makes you feel safer. I mean, a lot of people don't hear shots at all where they live in different parts of Illinois.
And that is so true. But I live in a reality where gun violence is very prevalent. Gun shots happen all the time. And it seems silly, but I do take some comfort in the fact that the gunshots are in the distance and they're not around the corner or on my block.
Yeah, no, and I didn't mean to say it sounds silly. It's just, it's striking, yeah. So you write that as a public defender, taxpaying Chicagoan who's a survivor of crime and police violence, who lives in an over-policed neighborhood afflicted by violence, You care deeply about investments to ensure health and safety in your community. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the problem that I see with gun violence is far greater than the immediate. It's not people who have the guns or that are arrested with guns, because quite frankly, a lot of people who are arrested with unlawful use or possession of a weapon, which are the majority of the cases that I see come in, have no felony convictions in their background. And it is a licensing issue. The fact that we have the Second Amendment, which gives us the right to bear arms, but here in Illinois, the only way that you can possess a handgun or a shotgun is if you have a firearm owner's identification card. That is a license. And the simple fact of possessing it does not make it a violent crime. It just makes you not having that license. But Illinois has decided that this licensing issue, when it comes to a gun, they'll make it a felony offense for some, because it's not always. There are misdemeanor offenses, but quite frankly, if you're Black in Chicago, you are going to be charged with a felony. And it is all about not having that plastic, that piece of plastic on your person. That is the difference between you being able to exercise your constitutional right and you becoming a convicted felon, or the possibility of you becoming a convicted felon. So more policing is not the answer. It's education that is the answer. It's educating people on the fact that getting a firearm owner's identification card is as simple as filling out an application and making the payment. The payment's approximately $10, or it's between $10 and $20. Last that I had checked, and hopefully, being approved by the Illinois State Police. But the problem is, if you have misdemeanor convictions in your background, or if you have felony convictions, there's just no possible way that you will get the firearm owner's identification card. And so the greater issue is, why are these shootings happening? And it's because of the lack of resources within the neighborhoods. It is the lack of jobs. It is the lack of a sufficient education. It is the lack of mental health resources. A lot of the mental health agencies have been closed down for lack of funding in the Black and Brown neighborhoods. It is the lack of resources for people who have drug addiction and drug problems. Mm-hmm. So it is not the fact that Chicago does not have enough police and there aren't enough police on the streets. There are not enough resources to help people in finding jobs and securing jobs and making money and being able to afford to live in Chicago and be comfortable in their space.
Yeah. All right. Let me take a moment to reintroduce you. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Tekenya Nixon, assistant public defender for Cook County, writer of a recent guest essay in Teen Vogue called "Rising Crime in Cities Like Chicago Should Not Lead to More Policing." And you describe the killing of a 7-year-old girl named Jaslyn near your office. She was shot while sitting in the backseat of her dad's car at a McDonald's drive-thru. And you say your outrage was not directed at the person that pulled the trigger. Why not?
I have a unique understanding, because of what I do for a living, that I understand that crime happens. I understand that people retaliate for different reasons. And I understand that there's this impulse that people have. So they're not thinking before they act. And so the person that pulled that trigger, that killed that young girl, I don't fault them. I don't praise what they did. It was a selfish act, but I don't fault them, because I understand that they come from a place of hopelessness, that the only respect that they're going to have is the respect that they garner from those in their community and on the streets, and that there is nothing, they cannot see beyond their neighborhood and even sometimes their block. And so it is the hopelessness that is created by the lack of resources, by the lack of empathy for what happened in their life, that angers me and that put that person in that position to think that he or she had to go after the father of that young girl, and in turn ended up killing the young girl.
In our previous conversation on the program today with Lakedra Chavis from The Trace, she was talking about the community of Roseland in Chicago, which had 60 shootings this year, 1,200 in the past decade. And she notes that police end half of all shooting investigations after a month. Just 5% of shootings end up in arrests. And I'm curious how you reconcile the idea that, you know, on the one hand, there is a craving for that kind of policing, right? Solving shootings, solving homicides. And on the other hand, you know, reckoning with the idea that we need less policing in certain areas. Can you bridge those desires that might seem on a surface level to be in conflict?
So the idea isn't that we need less policing. The idea is that the policing that we currently have needs to be improved, and that it needs to be more community-based. And it needs to be less of them against us, which is how I have felt when dealing with the Chicago Police Department. It is all about, you do what I say, not as I do, and you respect me, but I'm not going to respect you. I've watched countless body camera videos of police just disrespecting children, women, men, you know, in neighborhoods such as Roseland, just for the simple fact that no one's going to believe the citizen, because everyone thinks that once a person puts on a uniform and they call themselves a police officer, that they are then better than, or they're no longer human in the sense that they don't have egos, or they don't have agendas, or that they simply cannot lie about a situation and how it happened. And so my article isn't about that we need less policing. My article is about we don't need more police on the streets, that we need to reform how the police do business, and that needs to change. In order to see real change within the communities.
All right, I want to go down to the phones. 800-222-9455 is the number. Steve is on line 4. Steve calling from Logan Square in Chicago. Steve, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoying the show today. I'm coming with kind of a unique perspective, and just a couple of observations, comments, and then I can ring off and listen to your guest comment. But I actually grew up on the South Side, got married. My wife and I raised our family. We left the city about 25 years ago to start our family, and now we've been back in Logan Square area for about 6 or 7 years, actually living about two blocks from Lori Lightfoot's house, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But what concerns me, and obviously I'm, 65-year-old white guy, so, I mean, you know, what do I know? But it just the city that obviously I grew up in is completely different, and I'm concerned, not so much for myself, but I'm concerned about the randomness of it all. It appears now that there's this new phenomenon on the weekends in Chicago in the evening where groups of teenagers, and they're saying now on the news that some of them as young as 15 have guns in their knapsack, are blocking downtown streets for no apparent rationale except to cause mayhem. And my concern, on a purely selfish point of view, is from the economic point of view that
sure.
if you're...
All right, Steve, I think we have it. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're just running short on time, and I do want to ask our guest to respond to what you had to say to Kenya Nixon. I wonder if you have a perspective. I mean, there are many different Chicagos and competing desires for what they want to see from police, from different people in Chicago, right?
Oh, absolutely. There is definitely a tale of two cities. So there is the haves and the have-nots. And so news media focuses on the have-nots because it drives ratings. And it does seem like there are kids, teenagers just going downtown, running amok, and it seems random. While I haven't had much contact with the juveniles, if any of them are being arrested, because I deal directly with 18 and over, but I don't believe that it's random. I don't think that there are just kids who all of a sudden end up downtown. They're like, hey, let's start a little trouble and get into the trouble. I honestly don't believe that any of the things that happen are random. I think the news media and the police are saying that it's random because they just, quite frankly, don't have their ears to the ground in the neighborhoods, and they don't know what's going on, and they don't know what's causing these distractions. And if there's something greater, afoot, or the police department knows and they're just not telling us. What people don't know is that the Chicago Police Department have eyes everywhere. This city is connected wirelessly with different cameras on every single block, on every single street. Downtown is probably the most heavily surveilled area in Chicago, where there are cameras everywhere. The Chicago Police Department has whole, they have entire social media teams. They have entire, for lack of a better term, people who are manning these cameras. So don't think the pod cameras only exist, or these cameras that sit on the corners that can watch the areas only exist in the Black and brown neighborhoods. They're absolutely everywhere on absolutely every corner in the city of Chicago. So the police probably know what's happening, and they're just not telling us.
All right, Takenya Nixon is an assistant public defender for Cook County. I'm going to ask if you can just stick around for a couple more minutes. We need to take a break, but I do have a couple more things I just wanted to talk with you about. So, listeners, this is the 21st. We're going to continue this conversation if Ms. Nixon can stick with us for just a couple minutes longer than we asked. We need to take a break, though. Stay with us. More to come. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Takenya Nixon, assistant public defender for Cook County, and a writer of a recent guest essay in Teen Vogue called Rising Crime in Cities Like Chicago Should Not Lead to More Policing. As we've heard, that doesn't mean she's calling for less policing. It means she's just saying that there should be better policing. And the last thing I wanted to ask you about is Eric Adams won the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York City. Given the dynamics there, that pretty much means he's expected to be elected mayor. And I know it's not Chicago, it's not your city, but this is someone, I think there's national, people are looking at this from a national perspective. This is a man who was a police officer. I've also heard he was a victim of police violence in his youth. But New York is a fairly liberal city, and, the message of defunding the police or reallocating funding from the police that some of the other candidates were putting out there did not really resonate with voters as much as his message. And a lot of people are pointing to rising crime as the reason. I wonder, as somebody who cares about these issues and, thinks about this stuff strategically, what you make of that outcome in the New York mayor's race?
I'll have to admit that I'm not 100% well-versed in the New York mayor's race. I know New York, they are doing some very, as people would put, radical things, especially with ending their version of qualified immunity and things of that nature. I think people are afraid when they hear defund the police, they think get rid of the police. And it's not getting rid of the police. There will always be a police agency in every city and state in America. But what we have to do is stop funding them as much. Police agencies get millions and millions of dollars every year, and their budgets increase every year. And it takes away from resources that could be put into the communities. What we have done in the past with giving the police unparalleled amounts of money is not working, because crime continues to increase. And so when you talk about defunding the police, we're not talking about dismantling the police department. people are talking about reallocating resources, taking some of that away from the police department and putting it back into the communities. So then you could have mental health services, you can have drug treatment services, and you can have job readiness services and education. So all of those things combined, and it's going to take time. There is no quick fix, but all of that combined will make for a better, safer community and city. So, you know, I wish New York well, and I hope that what they do can trickle down or can be an example for what other cities can do and accomplish.
Takenya Nixon is a criminal defense lawyer with the Public Defender's Office in Cook County. Her op-ed in Vogue is called Rising Crime in Cities Like Chicago Should Not Lead to More Policing. We'll link to it at our website, 21stshow.org. Takenya Nixon, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your perspective today on the 21st.
Thank you very much.